Good afternoon.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is the Savvy Retiree talking to you from beautiful the villages in Florida. It is Tuesday, July 5th to 2:20 in the afternoon. I have a different schedule today. I'm trying to get a schedule worked out where people will be more comfortable with the time that I'm on the air. So if you would like to talk to me about anything, you want me to change my time, whatever, please call me. 607-203-5487 is the number. And I invite you to call in. Our subject today is retirement fears. Retirement fears. Oh, my. Well, I think, believe it or not, when people retire, a lot of people experience fear. It is, I believe, just part of the transition, and it just seems to be something that is very common. Many people just don't understand why they're feeling the way they do, and they begin to retreat into themselves and feel like they're all alone, and they just become extremely isolated. This is something I do not want to happen to my seniors. I want my seniors to be engaged. And that's why I started this show, because I want you to feel comfortable when you're transitioning through this retirement phase. And if you're not quite there yet, don't worry. There is always concern, yes. We all worry. We think we won't have enough money, or we're going to have a lower standard of living, or we won't have anything interesting to do all day. There's all kinds of worries. All kinds of, oh, and health is another one. It's a huge, huge worry for, am I going to have, you know, especially if you're right now, you're experiencing some issues. You know, when you start getting into your mid-50s and so on, we've all experienced at least something. I assume we all have. So you have to realize that your body is not that of a 20-year-old, you're going to have issues. So, but there's no reason to feel like you're alone and that you're the only one experiencing these things. We all have our own types of fears. Maybe just the fear of relocation. Now, this was a big fear for many people, because you're leaving your comfort zone. You're leaving your home, and it's a very unsettling feeling. You feel like you get, and then you get where you're going, and you feel lost. And so you feel like there's no one who knows you, and it's just very a feeling of being in this situation where nothing really seems stable. So I want you to feel stable. I want you to realize that you will little by little overcome these little obstacles that are preventing you from getting yourself into a place where you'll be settled and you won't have to think about these things that are causing you to be fearful. Now, please call in 607-203-5487. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to hear your story. I'd love to hear your, if something's bothering you. Are you having issues with your retirement? What's your plan? What's been your experience? Where did you relocate? Are you staying where you are? What helped you overcome some of your angst during this transition. Here in Florida, we get a lot of people who, this place is constantly in flux because we get a lot of snowbirds. And so people come and go. I mean, they're just either they're flying south or they're flying north. They're constantly going, you know, here, there, and everywhere. They visit their family. They go on cruises. They go on vacation. They drive all over the place. And so just because you go into a retirement community doesn't mean that you're going to be in lockdown. You're not going to be isolated. You're not just put out to pasture. You have the freedom to live a life just like everyone else. The only difference is that you're going to become the primary focus of the community where you live, especially if you live in a senior living community. Your community focuses on you. I'm from California, and I cannot tell you the level of respect and courtesy that goes on here in the villages. I realize that we are near the southern border. To me, when they speak to me, they usually say, yes, ma'am. And they are extremely courteous, polite. They say, excuse me, please, thank you. And manners are just part of everyday life. I did not experience that in California whatsoever. Here, people are used to being personable with each other for whatever reason, where they come from. They're used to being in a town, maybe a smaller town than we're a big city, although we do have a lot of people from New York, a lot of people from Chicago, a lot of people from Florida, other parts of Florida come here. So Miami, they're used to big city life, but here in the villages, there's a level of courtesy that we all try to be polite to each other, and it's nice. Very nice. But I want to help people who are maybe you're 5 years away from this retirement, this date that says, oh, I'm going to turn whatever age, and that's my goal. That's when I'm going to retire. Well, many people, they just start, the closer it gets, the more they're like, get very kind of set because it's exciting. It's an opportunity to start a new life. And a lot of people, just like I said, they don't want to be out of the comfort zone, put in a new situation. No, they don't want to. So for those of you who have made the transition seamlessly, or even if you had bumps in the road, please call in. I want to hear your story. My listeners want to hear your story. We're here to help each other and to support each other. That's the beauty of being a senior. Seniors are very connected because we are the same. We're the same age. We've been through the same history in the world, and we have a lot in common. So there's really nothing to really fear about this type of transition. Don't worry about it. Don't fear retirement. You have opportunities now to live your life your way. And there are things that will come up that you don't plan for. But you don't need to feel like it's going to overwhelm you. I know that health is a huge issue for people who are, you know, experiencing this. And thank goodness, thank God, I'm able to. I have a healthy life. When I got here, I was not in good health. I had been worn down, 5 years of trying to figure out what I was going to do. Since I was laid off in 2010, I spent 5 years looking for a place that where I could feel comfortable and secure and feel like I belonged. Every senior needs a place to belong, whether it be a senior apartment, whether it be a senior living community. You're going to need support because as time goes on, people lose their spouses, just move away from their family. So you have to rely on your neighbors and your community to look out for you. And this is what brought me here. I didn't have that where I lived. My neighbors, they wouldn't even wave. They lived next door to me. I lived there for 26 years. I think I only knew when I left, there was only one neighbor that I knew by name. And so I felt, this isn't going to work. I mean, I'm home all day. I need to find other people who are home all day, who do things. We can all do things together, and that's what I was looking for. So, yes, it was definitely a stressful period arranging the move itself, packing up your life and putting it in a box and having strangers load it onto a truck and truck it across the country. It's very unnerving. It really is. The move itself, that's a whole other story. That is a whole entire other story. The move was not a good chapter in this story. But we can go into that another time. I can help you decide, you know, the best way to go about it. I would have done a few things differently. I can help you with that. And to help you avoid some of the mistakes that I made. And you, listeners, call in. I want to hear your story. I want my listeners to participate, and I want there to be a community online here, just on the telephone, where we all can chat and support each other and feel connected. So, as I say, this segment was about fears, and I want you all to just breathe deep, relax, and remember that this is what this show is about. I can help you. I urge you to call me. When the show's on the air, call 607-203-5487. I will be happy to discuss any subject regarding retirement, whatever you want to talk about, your fears, whatever your issue is, or if you just want to share your story, please call in. I welcome you all, and I hope to be able to connect us all where we can share and enjoy this period called retirement. So for now, this is the Savvy Retiree signing off. I wish you all a beautiful day.